This is VOA News Be Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. India's drug regulator said Sunday it had given final emergency use approval for two coronavirus vaccines, one developed by AstraZeneca and the other by local company Bharat Biotech. Both vaccines are being produced in India. The decision clears the way for one of the world's biggest vaccination drives. India is the world's second most populous nation with 1.3 billion people. It has confirmed more than 10.3 million COVID-19 cases, second only to the United States. Meanwhile, in the United States, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said this weekend that the country had distributed more than 13 million doses of vaccine nationwide and administered more than 4.2 million doses. The U.S. continues to lead the world with more than 20 million infections, about one-fourth of the 84.5 million COVID-19 cases globally. That's according to Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The center also reported late Saturday that the nation has surpassed 350,000 deaths from COVID-19. In Russia, meanwhile, the health minister said more than 800,000 people have received the domestically produced Sputnik V vaccine and that 1.5 million doses had been distributed throughout the country of 147 million. The Kremlin is pinning its hopes on mass vaccinations instead of nationwide restrictions to stop the spread of the virus and save its struggling economy from the hit of another lockdown. And officials in Brazil, home to the world's third highest number of cases, recently told the Associated Press that the nation is at least 3 weeks away from launching any formal immunization campaign. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said this weekend that American soldiers have suffered no deaths in Afghanistan in almost a year. He credited U.S. President Donald Trump's initiative to promote peace in the conflict-torn nation. The Trump administration in February concluded an agreement with the Taliban insurgency to end the 19-year-old Afghan war. The agreement triggered a phased withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. The deal also opened first-ever direct peace talks between the Taliban and the U.S.-backed Afghan government in September to negotiate a political power-sharing understanding to permanently end the war. U.S. officials, however, have acknowledged a recent spike in fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban insurgents that threatens the ongoing peace process. They've urged both Afghan adversaries to reduce hostilities and move quickly toward a negotiated settlement. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan said Sunday that unknown gunmen had kidnapped and killed 11 coal mine workers. The deadly overnight attack took place in Baluchistan province, 50 kilometers southeast of Quetta, the provincial capital. Local officials confirmed that several miners were also seriously injured and being treated in a local hospital. The victims were said to be members of the minority Hazara Shiite community, which has come under attack from extremists in the past. No one immediately took responsibility for the attack. Baluchistan often experiences attacks on security forces and people working on development projects. Last week, militants raided a security outpost in the remote Harnai district of Baluchistan, killing at least seven paramilitary soldiers and wounding several others. Gunmen killed a significant number of civilians this weekend in Niger, authorities said, in the latest attack in landlocked nation's troubled Tillaberi region. A local official said many civilians were killed in the attack on a village near the border with Mali. The attack came on the same day election officials announced results for the first round of Niger's presidential vote. The results put ruling party candidate Mohamed Bazoum in the lead. A runoff election is set for next month. Niger is also threatened by jihadis from Nigeria, home of a decade-old insurgency launched by Boko Haram. For more stories making international news headlines today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.